In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The Ten Commandments hardly need any introduction, and I presume we're all in agreement with them. So you might think there's not a lot to be said, but actually there is. I want this morning to link the Ten Commandments with the theme of giving. This is the time of year when our annual stewardship appeal will soon be going out with the pledge letters. And we heard references to the harvest time in that reading from the Gospel. So this is a good time to tackle the theme of giving. And I need to say straight away that these are commandments that we heard this morning. So the first thing we must give to God is obedience. People often divide the Ten Commandments into two sets, numbers 1 to 4 being concerned with our relationship with God, and numbers 5 to 10 about our relationship with our neighbours. But actually this is rather an artificial distinction, because taken together the Ten Commandments cover the whole of our life, and we honour and obey God when we do not steal or covet, just as we do when we are not misusing his name. In the first letter of John, chapter 4, verse 20, for instance, it says, "Those who say they love God and hate their brother and sister are liars. Love of God and love of neighbor are inseparable." People who are not believers will sometimes say, "What sort of God is this who demands that we give him obedience and worship?" But we can easily turn this around and say, look at what God gives us. 1 John chapter 4 again. We love because he first loved us. Or look at the introduction to the Ten Commandments. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of slavery. God gives us his goodness and love first, while we were still far from him. Our worship, today and every Sunday, makes the same point. It starts with the assurance of his love, his wish to heal and to save us. We confess we are not worthy to receive this, and we hear that he forgives us all the same. Then we offer ourselves at the altar, our souls and bodies, symbolized in the bread and wine, and backed up by our gifts of money, such as they are. Rather like the boy's 5 loaves and 2 fish, what is that among so many? But what does God give us back? Enough, and more than enough. Our gifts are changed, transformed. Jesus has offered himself as the sacrifice for us, and we receive and share in his precious body and blood. Look at what St. Paul is saying in Philippians, for instance, that extract we heard this morning. And as our gifts are changed, so we too are transformed. We, poor sinners, are also God's holy and precious people. And there is another commandment that we should be mindful of. Do this in remembrance of me. And the mutual offering and receiving of at the altar what God is doing, what we are doing. Through that offering and receiving, we are part of a miracle, the wonder of God's love. From this you will see that our giving, our Christian stewardship, as we say, is a spiritual act. It is not simply a utilitarian matter, an annual exercise in how are we going to pay the bills. We do need to pay them, of course, but it is far more than that. We're also asking in our stewardship appeal, how can we respond to God's love? How can we equip his people to serve him and to serve our neighbours? That is what our stewardship appeal is really about. Of course, as 21st century individualists, some will say, yes, I agree, I must give something back to God, but I want to do it my own way, not to the church. To which there are two important answers. One, you are the church. If you are a Christian, says Michael Ramsay, former Archbishop, you cannot escape the church. And two, the church exists to do God's will. By her worship and witness, the church motivates and equips people to serve God and to serve their neighbours. Because as we saw, the two are indistinguishable. So, the church, keeping to biblical principles, encourages people to tithe 10%, 1/10 of income to be given back to God. When I was at school, if I got 9 out of 10 for a test, I thought I was doing quite well. God is saying, keep 90% for yourself. And because we understand that people want to give to a variety of good causes, the church's guideline is that half of that, 5%, should go to charities of your own choice, and the other half to your own church, St. Ursula's in this case. So the Ten Commandments, summed up by Jesus as love God and love your neighbour, therefore embrace all areas of life. And our annual stewardship campaign is designed to help you apply this teaching to one important area, your wallet or your purse, and to consider the spiritual significance of what we do with what's in our wallets and our purses. Amen.